Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Jumping Knee Pod, a modern-day All Japan Pro Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Jessica, and today with me is a wonderful Smiley.
Hell yeah, happy to be here, make my Jumping Knee Pod debut. Can't wait to talk about the latest tour from All Japan.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You're actually our first guest on my old All Japan podcast, Talking Triple Crown. So yeah. It's really good to have you back. You always give the hottest takes. Remember you said Anzai will lead the next walkout? That's my favorite one so far. Hopefully not for a while. Hopefully it'll be like 10 years or something from now.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope so.
But moving on from that, we got like a packed show, like literally 3 Triple Crown matches to go through. So we're just going to head off to day one right now. We had Dan Tamura, Rei Inoue. They defeated Seki Yoshioka and Shota Oshino in 9 minutes and 43 seconds. Zawa number 1, Cyrus, Hartley Jackson, Hokuto Omori, and Kuma Arashi defeated Hideki Suzuki, Fumino Abe, Kirishiro Tokyo Japan, Seigo Tachibana, and Yuma Aoyagi in 14 minutes and 15 seconds. In the junior heavyweight title match, Naruki Doi defeated Musashi in 14 minutes and 7 seconds. Rene Abe, Rising Hayato, and Ricky Honda defeated Kento Miyahara, Suwama, and Hikaru Sato in 14 minutes and 22 seconds. Jun Saito defeated Davey Boy Smith Jr. in 17 minutes and 17 seconds. And in the main event, we had a Triple Crown match. Yuma Anzai defeated Rei Saito in 21 minutes and 24 seconds. So I'm going to start off with the junior title match. And this was the first time since Tiger Mask versus Izanagi back in 2022. We had a junior title match with no wrestlers under 30. Everyone was an old man in this match. Yeah. Our junior division is super, super young. So that kind of surprised me since 2022. I feel like the junior division we have now is super young with Dan, Usky, Ryzen, Hayato, Inoue. So seeing these two guys who are established and not still tweaking their moveset here and there kind of felt stable a bit. I'm not saying the other juniors are bad. I'm just saying this was good because we knew what to expect from them and it was just a lot of fun. They're so smooth and like the pin attempts they were doing at the end just was so fun and so flashy. And Doi actually got the win with another flash pin, just like how he pinned Hayato to win the belt. My only problem with this match is I never thought Musashi would actually win. Doi's on this hot streak in the Saito family, and Musashi is already a title holder, so he'll be fine in the end.
Yeah, I feel sort of the same way. I think the sort of only thing that, other thing that hurt this match was like, the third match on the show, which is a bit weird. Like, it was before the intermission. I was like, it's a bit crazy. Like, it could have swapped it with the other two matches, maybe. But yeah, a very good match from the both of them. sad to see Musashi lose his second title match in the year, but like you said, he's already a champion, so he'll be fine.
I feel like Musashi will win the junior title, just not from Doi.
Yeah, not this year either.
Oh yeah, probably not. Moving on, I'm going to talk about Junior Saito versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. I really like this one. It was just big guys doing big guys thing. I don't have too much to say. I just thought it was really fun, and I'm digging June busting out his running knee to the back and then a jackhammer combo. It just looks so cool. And because June is a big guy, you have far to fall when he lifts you up for the jackhammer. I feel like seeing this match, Davey Boy was in the wrong block for the Champion Carnival. He should have been in B block with all the big guys because he really works well with them. I expected Davey Boy to win simply because he's a new guy and doing a couple months in All Japan, and that's the way All Japan works. But this was Saito country. Like, you can't have both Saitos lose. You got to have one of them win. The fans love June here, so having him win just elevated the crowd for the next match. And one problem with this match is they announced it as a double main event. I don't know how you feel, Smiley. You can give your opinion. I don't like double main events. I think it's just stupid. I think there's only one main event and that's it. But what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you on the double main event stuff. I think if it was like a 2-day show, it makes sense. But it's just a one shot. But yeah, very good match. I'd say this is on the same level as Davey Boy's match with Miyahara in the Champion Carnival. So it's probably his best singles match in All Japan. And like you said, that was quite a good point as well. Like he was probably in the wrong block for the Champion Carnival. He's stuck with the smaller. Younger wrestlers, but I think him and the likes of like Suwama, Hideki, they could have had some bangers. It would have definitely elevated the tournament. But yeah, good match. It's good to see how like comfortable Jun Saito is as a singles wrestler. Like if you compare him to like 2 years ago, they were both so awkward, but now they just fit in so well. Like you put them anywhere and they just deliver.
Now to the big match, the Triple Crown match. I summed this up in one word, and that was just loud. Like I said before, they were in Saito country. The fans really came out for them. I think it was a smart idea to book here, especially since they were running head to head with the second last night of the G1 finals. So, smart idea to pull in Saito country. The fans will always pack the Sendai venue. I thought this match was great. At some points, I was on the edge of my seat, especially since it seems like Anzai subscribes to the Kento Miyahara kick out at the last possible moment school. Like, he's just getting so good at that. I thought that pin, the final pin Rey made on Anzai, I thought he won it there. I literally jumped up when Anzai kicked out. Something that bothered me was how much Anzai was dominated by Rey. Because we saw this in the Champion Carnival when these two went head to head. It would have been nice to see Anzai learn from that and adjust to that, just like he did with Hideki Suzuki. He adjusted to his style and he came out on top, and he was never able to do that before. But apart from that little thing, I thought this was great. Rey was a nice war for Anzai for a while. He kept coming back, hitting Anzai with more and more. Those slaps were so brutal. Anzai, of course, was good. The jumping knee he delivered after running the ropes looked so cool. And then he got Rey out for the gimlet, which I thought he would never do because Rey's a big guy and Anzai kind of struggles with that move a bit. I'm glad Rey finally got the Triple Crown shot he deserved, and he absolutely delivered in this.
Yeah, this match was unreal. Like, I'm a pretty harsh critic of the wrestling, but this one matched the hype, and it was probably even better than the hype that it got, to be honest with you. Like you said a couple of times, even though I knew the result, it felt like Rey Saito was going to win. But amazing performance from both of them. Hats off to Rey Saito on his first big Triple Crown match. And then I think it's one of those where maybe hopefully sometime in the near future he'll get a title reign, who knows? And one thing, I just want All Japan to run more shows in Sendai because their crowd's always lit. We need more of those kinds of crowds in All Japan.
So now we're going to move on to day two, and it was another big show. We start off with the Goro TV title match. Fumino Abe defeated Seigo Tachibana in 11 minutes and 8 seconds. Naruki Doi and Senyo Sato defeated Hikaru Sato and Masashi Takeda and Kurusho Tokyo Japan and Shoto Oshino in 10 minutes and 6 seconds. Rene Abe, Ryzen Hayato, and Ricky Honda defeated Jack Kennedy, Hartley Jackson, and Kumo Arashi in 11 minutes and 16 seconds. In the All Asia Tag Team title match, Musashi and Seki Yoshioka defeated Dan Tamra and Rui Inoue in 16 minutes and 48 seconds. Kento Miyahara and David Way Smith Jr. defeated Hokuto Omori and Cyrus in 15 minutes. In the World Tag Team title match, Jun Sato and Rei Sato defeated Suwama and Hideki Suzuki in 17 minutes and 33 seconds. And in the main event, it was another Triple Crown title match. Yuma Oyagi this time defeated Yuma Anzai in 26 minutes and 41 seconds. Where do you want to start off, Smiley?
I think it's best we start from the first title match, which is the first match of the show. Abe versus Tachibana rematch from, I think it was in May, I think, where Abe won the title. But yeah, good little match, maybe a little too comedy heavy, but yeah, a little good match, and then leads to something that happens later on in the show.
When I saw the Goro TV title was opening the show and it was these two wrestlers, I was like, hell yeah, this is gonna be great. But watching it, I was kind of like, meh, they messed around a lot, even going all the way up to the balcony seats to fight up there. We got what it could have been in bits and pieces with the wrestling. I'm kind of disappointed since the last two Goro TV title opening matches have been fantastic and actually stole the show. I do have to admit that I like that they left holding the belt together. And like you said, they do make an appearance later in the All Asia title match afterwards, holding the belt still together and challenging for those title belts. For the World Tag Team match, I just want to talk about what happened after. So Jun was, of course, happy. He had his sweets. Honda and Ayabe came out to challenge. Honda ran to the ring, stole Jun's sweets right out of his hand, started eating it, got on the mic, all before Ayabe even made it to the ring. You couldn't really understand him at all since he had his mouth full of food. The Alpida team challenges next, and on the way out, Honda steals the whole box. The crowd boos him, but Honda returns and starts giving out sweets to the crowd. So is he really the bad guy here? I don't know. Jun never shares. So, who's the bad guy here? I don't think it's Honda.
Decent little match, title match. I didn't really think Suwama and Hideki would win either, because I think the next champions will be the 100th World Tag Team Champions. I don't know if they'd give that on to those two, but yeah, decent little match. Wouldn't say it was as good as their match from March, but it's all about that segment at the end of the match with the Honda stuffing himself with the sweets and struggling to cut a promo. But like you said, I think I'm on Team Honda. I think he's looking out for the Saito Bros. He wants them in the best shape for their title match. Stuffing themselves with sweet treats isn't going to do that.
You made a good point. I forgot the next tag title match or winners will be the 100th champions. So it's going to be someone good. Just a note before I get started on the next match, when I do this podcast, I always refer to Yuma Aoyagi as Yuma and Anzai as Anzai. But only for this match, I'll be going Aoyagi and Anzai. If I do stuff up and say Yuma, please know I mean Yuma Aoyagi. So hopefully that makes sense. Did you get that smile?
That works for me. That works.
Okay, good. Now, I love these two guys. Yuma Aoyagi is my favorite wrestler, but I just thought this match was good when it should have been great. In terms of single matches, this definitely wasn't Anzai's best match for the year, but for Aoyagi, I'm not sure. The only one I can think was better than this was him versus Ishino from the Champion Carnival. But Yuma Aoyagi, what are you doing this year, huh? This match wasn't bad, but from seeing what Anzai has done with his defenses, I guess I expected a little more. Both of these wrestlers are great. I do 100% believe they have a better match in them, and we'll see it down the line. There were some cool spots here, though. The dragon suplex on the ring apron was great. as was Aoyagi eating a jumping knee as he was going for a crossbody. Aoyagi going for a spin kick only for unsighted duck and picking up for the gimlet was so smooth and looks so cool as fuck. Like, I watched that back so many times. It really popped me. There was a point in this match where I screamed out, for fuck's sake, Anzai, just stay down and stop kicking out. Just lose. It's okay. You're young. You'll win it again. The moment Anzai refused to shake hands just activated my Kento versus Yuma brain and made me think back to Yuma's first Shippuden title match with Kento. And of course, Aoyagi wasn't as nice as Anzai. Anzai just like kind of lowered Aoyagi's hand while Yuma threw the ice pack in Kento's face. But there were similarities, and I freaked out over that little moment. But Anzai's reign is over. The other Yuma finally, he starts his second reign, and I'm excited to see where Yuma Aoyagi goes from here.
I thought this was a great match, like borderline great. But like you said, I think these two definitely have a better match in them. I think it was their first big singles match since Anzai's debut, which is kind of crazy. It's a bit weird because even though he's won it 2 times now, I feel like both of Yuma's Shuppercraft wins have felt a bit anticlimactic for some reason. But looking forward to it. Hopefully, it doesn't end quickly like the last one did. Great first reign for Anzai, by the way, considering he's like less than 2 years a pro. Couldn't ask for anything more than that. And very, I think his tweet as well was quite interesting. His role in All Japan wasn't Kento Miyahara, it was Suwama, it was Yuma Aoyagi, the person who trained him. So, very interesting development for the future of AJPW.
That is actually really cool. Yeah, I saw that. It's just crazy. Just like Yuma Aoyagi trained Yuma Anzai and he just had this fantastic reign and his wall was his trainer. It's crazy to think about, but I'm glad we got to witness it because it was just so much fun. Every match was just, except for maybe this one, was great. Any more from day two?
All I'm going to say is, if you're going to watch the undercard, please just watch the second match where Masashi Takeda stabs Kuroshio Tokyo Japan, and then he sells it like he's just been killed, but it turns out he's been saved by Yuma Yagi. I think it's a key ring or something. So yeah, just watch it for that.
I think I said last month or the month before, like Takeda will stab someone in All Japan. It'll just take some time. And what do you
Yeah,
know? He stabbed someone in August.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so for day three, it's going to be a bit different. This show was special as it was Shirō Koshinaka's 45th anniversary show. It's not officially an All Japan show, but it is supported by them, just like the Inagi and Kurusho Tokyo Japan shows. It is available on AJPW TV if you want to watch it. The card was Rui Inoue and Takao Mori, Hirokazu Sato, and Rikichi Jikata in 9 minutes and 41 seconds. Dan Tamura and Hideki Suzuki defeated Hartley Jackson and Kuma Arashi in 5 minutes and 18 seconds. Yuma Anzai, Rene Yabe, Rising Hayato, and Riki Honda defeated Jun Sato, Rei Sato, Yuriki Doi, and Seino Sato in 14 minutes and 33 seconds. Cyrus, Hokuto Omori defeated Minoru Tanaka and Matsuya Nagai in 9 minutes and 19 seconds. Kento Miyahara, Musashi, and Seki Yoshioka defeated Leona, Tatsuhito Tekawa, and Tatsumi Fujinami in 12 minutes and 42 seconds. And in the main event, we had Kengo Mashimo, Yusuke Taguchi, Shirō Koshinaka, and Yuma Aoyagi defeated Kurusho Tokyo Japan, Seiga Tachibana, Shota Ishino, and Suwama in 19 minutes and 24 seconds. We aren't going to spend too much time on the show since we have so much other stuff to go over, but I do have a couple of notes. Koshinaka had a ceremony after the match, and former wrestlers such as Kento Kobashi, the Great Kabuki, and even Tenryu came out with flowers. It was actually a really sweet moment seeing all these guys, and just Koshinaka just looks so happy. He's just this happy old man. But one sad note we'd have to touch on is this is the last show on the tour for Suwama. For a while now, he has been suffering from dizziness, and it has gotten worse in the last couple of months. As of recording, we are not sure how much time he will miss, as there has been no announcement. for how long this will take. So we do have to say get well soon, Sawama, but congratulations to Koshinaka for 45 years. That's incredible to be going this long. Moving on to day four now. We start off with Riki Honda defeating Jack Kennedy in 8 minutes and 32 seconds. Musashi and Seki Yoshioka versus Hikaru Sato and Yuko Miyamoto went to a 15-minute draw. We had a Goro TV title match. Fumino Abe defeated Rei Paloma in 9 minutes and 43 seconds. Yuma Anzai, Rena Yabe, and Rising Hayato defeated Hokuto Mori, Hartley Jackson, and Cyrus in 10 minutes and 59 seconds. Jun Saito, Rei Saito, and Naruki Doi defeated Ryu Inoue, Dan Tamura, and Soichiro Oshino in 12 minutes and 59 seconds. And in the main event, Kenta Miyahara and Davey Boy Smith defeated Yuma Aoyagi and Hideki Suzuki in 19 minutes and 2 seconds. What do you want to talk about first, Smiley?
Feel like we have to talk about that Garo TV title match. That was crazy for all the right and wrong reasons.
Why?
I'm joking. I'm joking. All I'm gonna say is they could have had a better match. I think you would have rather seen their butt cheeks out than seeing them actual wrestle a match because I'm still feeling the sting from Rei Paloma's 2016 Rengoku appearance where he got his own entrance and stunk up the match. So, yeah.
Abe is such a fantastic wrestler. So why are you giving him literally a throwaway title match on a video on demand show? It's just
Yeah.
baffling. And I'm pretty sure the first time I ever see Rei Paloma, I said to myself, like, I never want to see him again.
Yeah, I feel it. That's what I'm saying. Like, this match was better than them having an actual wrestling match because that would have probably put you to sleep. So, yeah.
There was a lot of underwear on shown during this show. You had, Abe and Paloma, and also Hikaru Sato. He's back in his knit dress. You see a lot. He's not got his wrestling gear on. I don't know. Maybe Suwama's gone. He can bring out the knit dress. Like Suwama was the one saying, "No, you can't wear this."
Maybe the Dan Tamura leaving Evolution has, sent him over the edge, brought him back to his perverted ways.
Oh, it makes another appearance. We'll get to it, but
Yeah.
I don't know. Just wear long, like wear like those like biking shorts or something. I don't
Yeah, come
know.
in your deathmatch gear, wear the suit.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool.
But yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
I thought Honda being his most annoying self coming out from the back after the Saito Brothers tag team match. With food, giving them to the crowd and eating himself just in front of the Satos. It was just extreme, annoying, younger brother energy. And he can just get away with anything. He
Yeah,
just
that's what
radiates
makes him
it.
stand out. Yeah, that's why everybody loves him.
Day four was kind of a miss for me. I love video on demand shows. I think they really have a lot of hidden gems in them, but I think just the Goro TV title match being in the middle just like kind of soured the rest of the show for me. Honda
Yeah.
saved it a bit, but
I thought the main event was pretty decent. The Yuma and Hideki tag is quite interesting. They're both, well, Hideki's a absolute technical wrestler, and Yuma's not too far off, and they both got that Joker side that sometimes makes their appearance. So, no.
They're a good team, and I was thinking they don't have partners right now, and we have Tag League coming up.
Soon, yeah, very, very soon. We'll see what happens.
Kento opinion Yuma wasn't a surprise. I do this a lot with big title matches coming up next, so it was just like just it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think this was a good show leading into the big
Yeah, I
first
actually
show.
forgot it was kind of happening. Then I was like, oh fuck, I gotta watch this. And
And the bad thing,
They stuck a Rei Paloma title match in there. I was like, yeah, probably could have skipped it.
I think the only problem was it was a video on demand show and it was on August 31st and the big show was on
Yeah.
September 1st. So you got no time to watch this before the big show.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
But we talked enough about the big show, just so let's just get to it.
Let's go.
It starts off with the All Asia Tag Team title match. Musashi and Seki Yoshioka defeated Fuminoru Abe and Saigo Tachibana in 13 minutes and 19 seconds. Shota Ishino and Kurisho Tokyo Japan defeated Hartley Jackson and Jack Kennedy in 10 minutes and 31 seconds. Hideki Suzuki, Hikaru Sato, and Yuki Miyamoto defeated Cyrus, Hokuto Mori, and Kuma Arashi in 7 minutes and 12 seconds. Yuma Anza and Ryzen Hayato defeated Dan Tamura and Davey Boy Smith Jr. in 10 minutes and 34 seconds. In the junior heavyweight title match, Naruki Doi defeated Ryu Inoue in 11 minutes and 21 seconds. In the World Tag Team title match, Jun Sato and Rei Sato defeated Riki Honda and Ren Ayabe in 18 minutes and 34 seconds. And in our third Triple Crown title match, Yuma Aoyagi defeated Kento Miihara in 13 minutes and 36 seconds. So I'm going to start off with the junior title match. This was 100% better than Inoue's last challenge.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Against Al Lindemann, whereas he got no chance to shine or any opportunities, Doi gave him lots of that and it made him look great. Inoue was just so fired up. He's a hometown boy here, along with Kento. This is also Inoue's hometown. So he wanted to impress, and I actually think he really did. Jumping Doi right away, throwing kick after kick the entire match. When Doi went for the final sliding kick, I was like, Inoue, please duck, please duck. She's like, just hang on a little bit longer. He didn't, he got kicked in the face. But Doi retains. I think over his two reigns, this was one of his better defenses. I really, really enjoy this. I enjoy Inoue, his new character, so much. I just love this annoying asshole, glasses wearing leather jacket Inoue. Hikaru Sato, he came out next to challenge. He was in his knit dress again. Tell me what you think about this match, and then I have a question for you.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good match. I think, if he was going to lose, he couldn't have lost to a better person because no one plays a shithead heel like Naruki Doi does against hometown heroes. So, yeah, really good match. I think you are right about it being better than the Al Lindemann match. So, yeah, good stuff. Good little title match for him. Obviously, he's only 2 years into his career as well. So, not bad.
Do you think they're kind of waiting for Asuka to come back to win the belt?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. Is it weird that is I don't know. It's that's a weird question. Because like he's missed, but he's not missed at the same time. It's crazy to, it was just crazy to say.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think, okay, Doi's defeated Ryzen Hayato, he's defeated Musashi, he's defeated Inoue, he's gonna defeat Hikaru Sato. No offense to Sato, but Doi's on this hot
Yeah.
streak right now. I'm thinking, like, who else is there? He can maybe face Saigo Tachibana,
Yeah.
Fuminori Abe is there. He has the other belt, but it doesn't really matter. He can face Ryzen Hayato when Hayato is a challenger, but I'm just like, who is left? And Asuki is always there. He's always at the show. He's always on commentary.
Yeah.
I feel like one day he's just going to get up and say, I challenge next. Like, I'm back.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're waiting for. But sign me up for that Naruki Doi versus Tachibana title match. And I need another Tachibana singles title match. It's not against Fuminori
I'm excited for Doi's next title match and like what he does afterwards, but I'm just in the back of my head, I'm just like, okay, is this when Asuki comes back? Is this the show? Asuki's gonna say, hey, I'm healed, I'm back. I don't know. I was
Abe.
just
Yeah.
thinking about it recently, like, Who else is there really? Dan, I don't know what he's doing. Is he going to
Is he
become a
overweight
heavyweight?
or
Like,
is he? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Who knows? I don't know.
I have more junior questions for you later in the show, so
Yeah, that's cool.
we'll kind of shelf that for now. Tag team title match next. I thought everybody was so angry, but also having so much fun. I went into this match wanting Honda and Ayabe to win. Honda has been on this sweet thief journey, posting a photo of him stealing Anzai's food at the dojo, stealing Ayabe's by being chased down before Ayabe decides to split it with him. Sharing is caring after all. This match was so much fun. Both these teams rocked, and I believe this is Ayabe's first title match in All Japan, and he did so good. I love the slap to spear to double choke slam sequence done by the brothers. Honda and June just absolutely rocked the last half of the match. When Honda hit the final vent, I was so excited. I'm just like, this is it. He's a champion again. Ayabe is a first time champion. I got so excited, but it was not to be. After the match, it was kind of sweet. June and Ray got their local sweets to eat because they're awesome. They shared it with Honda and Ayabe. Honda remind me of like a small child or a dog just watching you eat, like, please give me some food. Like, his mouth the entire time was open. It was really funny. Honda's sweet thief journey is over, sadly. He said he would now try to steal the fans' hearts instead. And depending on the way you look at it, it could be super creepy or super adorable.
What a cutie. Yeah, to be fair, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really have any like much expectations of this match, but it blew me away. And I think this is a borderline great match. Like you said, I didn't think they'd win. But near the end, when Honda hit the final vent, I was like, eh. I was like, eh. But yeah, kicked out, unfortunately. And the Saito Bros retain again. Still on a rampage. I think 6 months now as champs. Who knows
I like
who's
that,
gonna
yeah.
have their number? But yeah, I think like it's just like they're clear far and away the number one tag team of all Japan, and maybe Japan itself too. So yeah.
I just have another quick tag team update from Alpida, actually. Yuma Anzai and Rising Haito look to be a team themselves, so they could be coming after the World Tag Team title match next. I don't think we have the Seto's next opponent. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think because we have the tournament coming up, they're going to focus on that.
Yeah.
But I can see the second Alpida duo challenging and maybe even winning.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, there's another tag titles there as well, so
Anzai's
maybe.
not going to say, I'm going for the All Asia. He's going to say, I'm going for the World
Yeah, you
Tag.
never know. I don't know.
Anzai's had the Triple Crown. He's like, he can be snobby now.
Yeah, he can be greedy now.
So, for the main event now, the Triple Crown match. Like I said, it was Kento's hometown. This crowd was firmly behind him. I'll be honest, I was so nervous. I watched this match for like 5 minutes and that was it. I'm like, yeah, no, I'll live through other people's live tweeting about it. I cannot watch it. I was convinced Kento had a really good chance of winning. Because if you look at his Triple Crown loss record, it's getting up in numbers. He lost about to Nagata, he lost to Yuma, he lost to Nakajima, then to Anzai, and now to Yuma. So it's getting pretty long for Kento. So first off, Kento has new gear. His entrance code is nearly all black, and he has some black on his tights. I am not the biggest fan, I have to say. There was a photo posted later that showed the back of the coat, and on it said New Generation Crush. So Kento has made his point very clear. I think Yuma and Kento put on a good match. They definitely have amazing chemistry with each other and can always put on a fun match. It's always, pretty good to watch. They have had better. Last year in October and May 2022 are two I would recommend checking out because this was. Oh, I love these two, but this was just fine, I thought.
Yeah.
It frustrates me so much because I know they can have better. And I thought being in Kento's hometown, it would have elevated a bit, just like the Saitos being in their hometown. They kind of elevate with the crowd. Oh, it just frustrates the hell out of me. Like, there were good spots in this match. Just like the Yuma versus Yuma, Yuma Aoyagi goes for a crossbody and Kento hits him with a blackout knee strike.
Blackout. Yeah, that was a
And
nice
that
spot.
just looks so cool.
Yeah.
Anzai's good with his jumping knee, but Kento with his blackout knees, it's just that little more like oomph, like that little more
Yeah.
pain and hurt, and just looks so much more brutal. Yuma with the lariat was so cool because Yuma
Yeah.
never ever busts out a lariat. I have watched that spot back so many times, and just the
Yeah.
noise it made, skin on skin. Oh my
I
God.
think that was better than I think it's better than Kento's lariat. It's crazy.
100%.
It was just out of the blue, just add it to your damn music. It's not gonna be.
Yeah, like I've been watching Yuma since 2019. I can't remember him ever busting
Yeah,
out a
I've never
lariat.
seen him do either. Yeah, it just it felt like it's something that's not him, but it looked perfect.
I think it's going to be like Kento's, where he only busts out like when he really, really needs to. I don't
Yeah.
expect to see it in every match or even every Triple Crown title match he has going forward. So cherish when he does it because it's so fucking cool.
Yeah. Someone needs to give it.
I have stuff to say about their last title match because I never got to say it because that episode of the old podcast was cancelled. But after the match back in October last year, Yuma defeated Kento for the first time ever in a Triple Crown title match. And this was so, so special. But we got no moment between the two because, of course, Nakajima showed up. So all
Yeah.
the attention was on him and they all kind of forgot about Yuma. I remember him and Asuki just standing in the ring and they were looking like, what the hell happened? Like, what are we supposed to do now? So that really pissed me off because I thought we could have had this moment and then Nakajima could show up. Kento could have even
Yeah.
just looked at Yuma and just nodded or something and then had Nakajima come with the flowers, but we got nothing. So I was happy to see in this match we had like a little moment. Kento wanted to sh no, sorry. Yuma wanted to shake hands actually, but Kento's like holding up his finger for one. I don't really get it. But they had this moment, they hugged. I had high expectations. Even for like a moment after the match. It was good, but I think it's kind of soured because they should have done it last year.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah. It feels like Yuma has now surpassed Kento. And like Kento's ace world is falling apart. He just doesn't want to accept that.
He said something like anybody can hold the belt now in All Japan. Like it's not a couple people on top. It's just like you can just
Yeah.
expect so many people to hold the belt. And I think that's for him to say that, that's actually really
Yeah.
exciting and really cool for the company.
I wonder who's next.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I have who I want to be next, like who I hope in my heart who's next, but in my head, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want Ishino to be next.
Yeah, same. We waited for too long, 4 years,
But I don't
and
want Ishino
counting,
to win the Royal Road. I
and then
want him
lose,
to win
yeah.
the Champion Carnival again.
Yeah, I don't know. It's quite an interesting time in a sense, a bit of not chaos per se, but like uncertainty. Because like all of the big names have challenged already, pretty much. Kento's challenged twice, Suwama's already challenged, and he's obviously out with the injury. Ashino's challenged. Who else? Left is there. I mean,
I just hope they don't.
Saito hasn't challenged, so I was thinking maybe he wins the Royal Rumble.
I feel like previous year, like even last year, they went outside the company to find people. Like, look who
Yeah,
we had Nagata as champion. Kojima challenged. He won the Royal Road last year.
he won the Royal Road. Yeah,
But it's just they've kept it in the company, but with
yeah.
like people who aren't signed but are still there all the time, like Hideki Suzuki and Fumi Narabe. So they're fine to
Yeah.
challenge, they're fine to win the belts, But I like that they've kept it in the company and they've just kept producing fantastic title matches.
Yes.
Like, it's good to
Maybe.
have people appear now and then. Like, some people I miss. I'm going to say this. Some people are going to disagree with me because they're from Glee, great, whatever you want to say. I miss Hayato Tamura and T-Lock. I think they can come in and have a challenge now and then.
Yeah, I think Hayato Tomura beat Kento as well. I think he beat him last year on the first day of the Real World Tag League.
Yeah.
Think
Kento
pretty
always
sure he
gets
did.
pinned day one of Real World Tag League, so you're probably right, yeah.
Yeah, he always does. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, either one of those two. But I mean, there's I feel like there's three decent challenges in Hokuto maybe, but it seems they're just losing all the time. So don't know.
They're a mystery, that group.
Yeah,
It's like they're having fun, but when are they going to
they're not
stop
winning.
having fun and
Yeah.
win?
Yeah.
Just to kind of sum up day five, I think it was fun. I think the crowd really came out for it, especially with two hometown boys, one being the ace of the company. But I think day one of this tour back in Sendai was better than day five.
I think day five was my best show of the tournament. I think it was just a little bit let down by the Trip Crown title match, but if that was like at least great, then I think this probably would have been yours favorite show of the
Yeah.
tournament as well.
I think the way I kind of summed up this month was it was good, but it should have been great, and it could have been
Yeah,
great.
I agree with that.
I feel terrible saying that because I love these wrestlers and I know they're putting on a show, but I don't know. Maybe they're just saving it for Real World Tag League and
Well,
also Royal Road.
yeah, well, there's that, and there was like 2 week breaks between each show, so like some momentum was lost.
But that was the shows. I have some notes about tournaments upcoming. So the first round of the Roro tournament has been announced. They are Yuma Oyagi versus Riki Honda, Dan Tamura versus Shota Ishino, Kento Miyahara versus Hideki Suzuki, Yuko Miyamoto versus Joel Redman, Yuma Anzai versus Ren Ayabi, Davey Boy Smith Jr. versus Hokuto Mori, Jun Saito versus Cyrus, and Rei Saito versus Kuma Arashi. And Miyamoto replaces Suwama, who, as we said, has been pulled out for who knows how long. But once again, come back soon, Suwama. We do miss you. The tournament will take place on the 14th of September and the finals on the 22nd. Who do you think will win?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm thinking, based on the names, I'm gonna go with Jun Saito. Just because he's the only what like notable name that hasn't challenged. Well, he did challenge for the Triple Crown, sorry, against Nakajima,
Oh, but
but
we forget about
that was
Nakajima.
like a
We forget. Like, whatever.
that was like a replacement, so we're not gonna count that. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be him. I don't know.
That's a good shout. I was thinking that, yeah.
I wouldn't be against anybody else like different though. Like I don't know, maybe Davey Boy wins or, I don't know. You never know. Maybe Dan Tomorrow wins. Who knows?
I said last month, I think Davey Boy would win simply because he has signed for a couple months, apparently. And All Japan love giving people tournament wins or belts. Just look at last year. Yeah, I think Davey Boy would win. June has a good chance, I think. I would like to see Honda win simply because it was his tournament last year and he
Yeah,
lost in the finals.
I can't lie, if he never challenged Anzai, he probably would have been my pick as well, but it's like too soon.
That's the thing, because we had so many title matches recently. It's just like Honda's challenge, Kendo's challenge, Suzuki's challenge,
Yeah, so
Yuma Anzai had the belt,
yeah.
Jun Saito's challenge, Rei Saito's challenged. So that leaves Dan, Ishino, Miyamoto, Redman, Ayabe, Davey Boy Smith, Omori, Cyrus, and Arashi.
I mean, Kumo Arashi is still on the Triple Crown match from the 2022 Champion Carnival,
True, yeah.
so yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Yuba Aoyagi versus Riki Honda in round one,
Yes.
since Yuma's
Yeah.
never made it past round one.
Ooh. And they had an amazing Royal Road and Triple Crown match last year.
Yeah,
So.
last year in round one was also Yuma Aoyagi versus Riki Honda. And
Yeah.
Yuma Aoyagi was also Triple Crown champion then. I
Who knows?
want him to make it further, but I kind of don't. I feel like it'll suit Yuma's character just to lose round one all the time.
Yeah.
But Dan and Ishino should be great.
Yeah.
They tagged together for a while when Ishino was kind of Suwama's partner. I think it's just gonna be a fun tournament. I really do.
Yeah. It does look like a good tournament, to be fair. It's just depends on how they play their cards.
True. Okay, so now I'm gonna move to another tournament. World Tag League has been announced. It will start on the 9th of November and run till the 8th of December, where the finals will be held in Corican Hall. Nothing else has been announced yet. But it does worry me a little bit that they haven't announced Junior Battle of Glory, because that usually runs alongside, especially since they didn't run Junior Tag Battle of Glory this year.
Yeah, I think the only reason they're not doing it is because they don't want that junior star showing up
That's
again.
what I wrote in my notes, yeah.
Is like what, eight solid wrestlers who could win it, and no one's gonna complain.
Yeah, the past 2 years, the juniors have outshone the heavyweights. They really have.
Yeah, unless they're like. Just make it like a bigger field where it's like a open weight tag league. Who knows?
I think for the J-Bog, if they have it, they don't have to make it big. They did five people, I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's like a 2 day shows. Yeah.
Even if you have Rising Hayato tagging with Yuma Anzai in Tag League. You can still have
Yeah.
anyway, you can still have Musashi, put Doi in, put Seki Yoshioka in,
Yes.
Dan, if he doesn't move to heavyweight, who knows? Hikaru Sato, he's always there. That's six people. You don't
Yeah.
have to have this big tournament because All Japan isn't a big company. So we don't need to
Yeah,
be like
yeah.
New Japan and every single show a tournament. No shade to New Japan at all. Please don't come for me. But we don't
Full
have
shade.
to have like 100 tournament matches in a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not a bad shout, to be fair. Who knows, maybe just go mad. You think imagine Ashina and Dan tomorrow on one match.
I struggle with who Ishino is going to be teaming with.
Yeah, I don't know who he's gonna
I'm
be either.
thinking because he teams with like Kyushu, Tokyo, Japan. That can leave Sego Tachibana free for the J-Bog, the junior tournament.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. I don't know. It's weird how they, I don't know what they're considering, like a heavyweight or a junior
Yeah.
heavyweight. It's been like an on and off wrestler for like 2 years. At least give him a title shot or something.
I was thinking about it before. You have obviously teams like the Saito brothers. I think Kento and Dayboy Smith is going to be a team.
Yeah.
Two Alpida teams, you know, and then
Yes.
you have okay, Hideki, he lost his partner, Yuma Aoyagi, he lost
He's
his
got no
partner a
one.
while ago, now he has gone for so long.
Yeah.
Ishino lost his partner. Did he have a partner?
Honda.
Honda, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Ishino, yeah, basically, you got a couple of people who have no one. Are you just going to like stick them together? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
We'll find out in probably a couple weeks' time. Next episode, I'll probably have the teams for you.
Yeah.
Those two tournaments are coming up. Ora Road first, Tag League next, kind of rounds out the year. Moving on to Wrestler of the Month. Who did you pick?
I think I have to give it to you, Banzai. The younger Yuma. Just even for the just that first Triple Crown match, like the one against Razor, I got even for that alone, he was like the rest of the month, so
I picked his Elpida teammate Honda. Like,
Mm.
for me, it was no doubt. Like, his in-ring stuff was great. And I think the social media stuff just tipped it over for me to pick him because it was just so funny. And for match of the month, what did you pick?
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna have to go with that Yuman Zaire Saito match because that was just unreal.
Yeah. That's like a very, very close second for me, but I picked the Saitos versus Rene Yarbe and Ricky Honda. I thought that was just fantastic. It pains me not
I
to
think I
pick
need to
Yuma
watch
versus
that again.
Kento,
Yeah.
but yeah.
On another day, yeah.
Yeah. We have now reached the end of the episode. I want to thank everyone for listening and a big thank you to Smiley for joining me. If you want to find me, you can do so at Twitter, Sister Jessie and RawRoad72. And Jumpy Knee Pod is now on Instagram, so you can also find me there too if you don't like Twitter anymore.
You can find me on Twitter, smiley underscore 1932. Please be for be be just please follow Jesse, the Rural 72 page, the Instagram page, the Twitter page, follow all the pages and give this podcast a thumbs up or a 5-star review.
Thank you so much. No, Smiley's great. He's always down to help out with the podcast, and he always has, like I said, he has the best takes, and it's just so great to have him on. Finally, part
My
of the Jumping
pleasure.
Knee Pod family. We're
Damn
growing.
right.
We're still small, but growing.
Yep. Just like all Japan.
My God. Okay. So, thank you all once again. And I will see you next time for more All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Ring Post Radio is the only show hosted by Ryan Knightsey and Scotty Edwards that talks about the entire world of professional wrestling. With new episodes coming out every Sunday, there is absolutely no reason to not listen to real, honest wrestling opinions from two crazy maniacs. Have a hot boy summer and listen along to Ring Post Radio every Sunday on the Countout Network.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This has been a Countout Podcast.